This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Felicia Despain versus Nathan Despain and Brandy Judah, guardian ad litem Rose C. Briscoe, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District. Felicia Despain, plaintiff, v. WD87182, consolidated with WD87268, Nathan Despain and Brandy Judah, guardian, filed June 17, 2025, ad litem, respondents, Rose C. Briscoe, appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Andrew County. The Honorable Emily M. Bauman, judge before Division III, Edward R. Ardini, PJ, and Alok Ahuja, and Thomas N. Chapman, JJ. Felicia Despain, mother, filed a petition to dissolve her marriage to Nathan Despain, father, in the Circuit Court of Andrew County. Mother was represented by attorney Rose Briscoe. The Circuit Court appointed Brandy Judah to serve as guardian ad litem, or GAL, for the party's two minor children. Modified opinion, June 25th, 2025. 2. During the dissolution proceeding, Mother shared with Briscoe two audio recordings made by the party's son, one of meetings between son, GAL Judah, and a court-appointed family therapist. Briscoe referenced the recordings in correspondence with Judah and in a motion filed with the Circuit Court to remove Judah as guardian ad litem. The Circuit Court found that Judah's communications with son were subject to the attorney-client privilege and work product protection and awarded Judah sanctions against Briscoe based on Briscoe's retention and use of the audio recordings. Briscoe appeals. We reverse and remand the case to the Circuit Court. Factual background: mother and father were married in 2005. They had two children together. Son was 14 years old at the time the dissolution proceeding was filed, but is now 17. Daughter is 5 years younger than son. The parties separated in February 2022. On March 13, 2022, mother filed a petition for dissolution of the party's marriage in the Circuit Court of Buchanan County. Mother was represented by Briscoe throughout the dissolution proceeding. On April 14, 2022, the Circuit Court granted father's motion for change of venue to Andrew County. Because of allegations of abuse mother made against father in the dissolution proceeding and in separate litigation seeking orders of protection against father, the Circuit Court appointed Judah to serve as guardian ad litem for the children on May 12, 2022, whereas pursuant to par 509-520.15 RSMO, we do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this opinion. 3. Mother expressed concerns to Briscoe that Judah was not spending sufficient time with the children, and Briscoe corresponded with Judah to relay mother's concerns. In addition, mother contended that son had complained that Judah was forcing son to have unwanted and traumatic contact with father, and that Judah was not listening to son's wishes or communicating son's preferences to the Circuit Court. During the course of the dissolution case, the Circuit Court appointed therapists to engage in family therapy with the children and father and testify as to her observations. The dissolution proceeding was set for trial before the Circuit Court on October 26, 2022. In early October 2022, Sun surreptitiously recorded two of his sessions with therapist. One session involved Sun, Judah, and therapist. The other involved father, son, and therapist. Son shared these recordings with his mother. Mother told attorney Briscoe about the recordings, and Briscoe requested that mother send them to her. Mother emailed the two recordings to Briscoe on October 20th, 2022. In testimony before the Circuit Court, Briscoe denied that she had any direct communications with son, that she had asked son directly or through mother to record son's communications with the gal or therapist, or that she knew the recordings existed prior to her email communications with mother on October 20th, 2022. The Circuit Court's sanctions judgment explicitly finds that Ms. Briscoe did not have any direct communications with son. Moreover, the sanctions judgment finds that mother provided the recordings to Briscoe upon Ms. Briscoe's request after learning of their existence. Emphasis added. 4. Thus, it appears that the Circuit Court credited Briscoe's testimony that she had no knowledge of the recording's existence before October 20th, 2022. On the same day on which she received the recordings from mother, Briscoe emailed Judah informing her of the existence of the recordings and asking that Judah share her recommendation in the case. Judah stated that she would provide her recommendation at trial after the presentation of evidence. On October 25th, Briscoe sent a further email to Judah in which she stated, "It has come to my attention that Sun recorded a few sessions with therapist simply because he was tired of therapist saying that he said or didn't say something. There is one particular recording.